Would you willingly spend $2,000 to buy an iPhone that today costs $1,000? Well, that's how much veteran analyst Tim Beharin tells me it would cost Apple to retail if it made iPhones in the United States. I bring this up as a backdrop to a current back and forth between Apple and President Donald Trump. Apple is concerned that the prices we pay here in the United States for many of its products would go way up due to the tariffs that Trump has enacted on the import of goods from China, to which Trump says he has an easy solution: build factories in the USA and make phones here instead of China. Now, who's right on this one? Let's explore together on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Now, for this one, I have to give it to Trump. Give me one good reason a California company can't make their most popular product in their own backyard. Why shouldn't Apple make iPhones here? Well, here's the problem. It's not just money. Yes, there's way lower labor costs involved. Skilled workers in China make about $100 a week, way less than we offer. There's also the availability of parts in Asia and the lack of suitable manufacturing facilities here. But think about the parts dilemma for a second. Remember that Apple makes over 200 million iPhones yearly. That's more than any company produces cars, more than TVs, more than anything you can probably think of. Apple has to come up with OLED screens, LCD screens, camera sensors, solid-state storage drives, and the like to put into all 200 million of these iPhones. These are all made in Asia products. Now, Beharin told me recently, we lost manufacturing to Asia, Southeast Asia, India, and Mexico 2 to 3 decades ago, and it's never coming back. And you know, he has a point. Apple's not alone. Cameras have been made in Asia for decades. Samsung creates its Galaxy phones in South Korea, Vietnam, and India. Amazon gets Echo speakers made in China, and Google gets the Pixel phone made in South Korea. That said, I'm a big believer that if Apple wanted to get the majority of its parts assembled here, it could do it. This is Apple. Is there any company out there listening that wouldn't want to retool tomorrow and become a major Apple supplier? I mean, think about it. 200 million products a year with parts made by you. Apple's Tim Cook has said that workers in China are trained at how to handle the assembly of products like the iPhone in a way that our universities just don't do here. To which I have said, open an Apple University and change our culture. This is a company with some $250 billion in the bank. I'm sure there would be thousands of kids eager to attend this new trade school called Apple University that the company could set up. And imagine you get a good job upon completion of the program. Who wants to sign up? I do think the American consumer could have a tough time forking over $2,000 for an iPhone, but what are they going to do? Suddenly switch to using Samsung phones? I don't see that happening. I've suggested in the past that Apple could offer a special, more expensive, made in the USA edition of the iPhone in red, white, and blue colors, perhaps, throw a giant ad campaign against it, and people, especially in the red states, would eat it up. The Asian version would still greatly outsell it due to pricing, but it's certainly something worth trying. Now, listeners, please weigh in. Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter, at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks for listening.